I've noticed this. The more shady a drug is, the shadier it is to buy it. Have you noticed that? It's a direct correlation. Like, buying weed isn't... No one cares. No one... Weed's not shady. Buying weed... Now, if I want weed, I just text a guy, and a friendly hipster just comes to my house on a bike. I let this person into my home. I'm not letting my coke dealer in my home. Because now they know I have a PlayStation. I can't have that. I let the weed dealer in the house. They got options. You know, they got a bag. You want an indica, sativa... I'm like, who gives a shit? It all makes me panic. They're like, word. I'm like, I'll have a nice hybrid panic. I want to feel it in my head and my body. I'd like to feel antsy top and bottom, if that's cool. And they're like, we got the thing for you. They just leave. If I want coke, I text. No one comes to my house. I have to go wait in a park and listen for a whistle that has not been pre-agreed upon, because no one in the coke game is as good at planning as they should be. So it's just me sitting in a park at 2 a.m. listening to whistles, trying to figure out if which one's which, you know? So there's like, I'm like, oh, is that my drugs, or is that a homeless man whistling while he pulls the feathers off of a pigeon? Which whistle? Is that my drugs, or is that another guy on drugs whistling at a passing woman that's not even there? Which one is it? A lot of whistles in parks at night.